Sunday, August 3rd. It has been 2 days since I publicly humiliated myself, and I'm still feeling down in the dumps. The last thing I wanted to do was hang out with Chloe and Zoe at the cupcakery. So I texted my BFFs and gave them the lame excuse that I couldn't go because I was busy cleaning my room. I was surprised when they actually volunteered to come over and help me. This made no sense whatsoever because Chloe and Zoe were always complaining about how much they hated cleaning their own rooms. Why were they suddenly so anxious to help me clean mine? Finally, I gave in and agreed to meet them at the cupcakery. But then they insisted on picking me up. And during the car ride over, I noticed they were acting very suspicious and texting each other even though they were both sitting in the back seat. When I got to the cupcakery, I discovered why. All my bandmates had come to cheer me up. OMG. I suddenly felt so overwhelmed with emotion. I thought I was going to break down and ugly cry right there in front of everyone. Chloe, Zoe, Violet, Brandon, Theo, and Mark are the best friends ever. We actually laughed about my accident. Although none of us could figure out how that open bottle of water just mysteriously appeared on the stage. We also talked about how in just 4 weeks, we were heading back to school again. Our summer had been totally ruined by the Bad Boys tour ending abruptly. But I felt we could still spend the next few weeks doing the fun things we had sacrificed by going on tour. That's when I came up with a brilliant idea called the Savage Summer Challenge. Each of us had to agree to try an exciting and challenging activity that we've always wanted to do, but were too scared to actually try. Everyone loved my idea, so we all decided to just go for it. Personally, I've always wanted to learn fashion illustration because I love that chic, gorgeous style of art. But I thought it would be way too difficult for me. My friends felt exactly the same way about their goals. Since we were discussing our challenges, I decided to share a personal struggle that I'd been having since our last concert. I explained how just the thought of performing on stage again was enough to give me a massive panic attack. I revealed that I was probably suffering from a very rare and debilitating phobia called FOFO-ASS-ACDAC. It's the medical acronym for the extreme fear of falling off a stage and knocking down a curtain. Everyone was very shocked to hear that news. I explained that the worst thing about it was that I felt like the entire world was laughing at me. But my friends assured me that absolutely no one was laughing at me. Except maybe Mackenzie. But she didn't really count because she laughs at everybody. They told me not to worry and that I was probably still stressed out and a little traumatized by everything that had happened to me. I had to admit, they were probably right. Like, what sane and rational person would even care about what happened at some random small-town summer fun fest concert? OMG. Hanging out with my super supportive friends made me feel so much better. I'm really lucky to have them in my life. By the time we left, I'd totally forgotten how awful I'd been feeling for the past couple of days. I was finally back to my normal, happy, energetic, and confident self. But then I realized I had left my gift card on the table and went back into the cupcakery to get it. Everyone on social media is still laughing at that really hilarious clown act. You mean the guy who was juggling? No, this pathetic band. I accidentally overheard kids from my school talking trash about me. Some guy was pointing at my face on his cell phone while he and his friends had uncontrollable fits of hysterical laughter. Clown act? Seriously, dude? I just stood there, staring at them in shock. What little dignity and self-respect I had left just shriveled up, crawled away, and died. OMG, I was right all along. The entire world really is laughing at me.